This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado continues to receive federal grants out of the recovery funding Congress approved to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. CPR's Washington reporter, Caitlin Kim, has the latest.
The state is getting more than $10 million to boost public health departments' ability to test for coronavirus and then to carry out contact tracing for those who are positive. But the federal money goes far beyond helping directly with coronavirus to also fund everything from child care subsidies to transit infrastructure. And the state's public housing agencies will split $4.4 million to help prevent the spread of the virus in their properties. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver Museum of Nature and Science researchers are working from home during the pandemic, but Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports that has not stopped them from making discoveries.
Museum staff say they've entered their very own new normal since the labs have closed due to the coronavirus. Some have taken fossils home to clean up at their kitchen tables. While they can't compare new finds to the museum's vast collection, scientists have used the quiet time to dive deep into their data. Some say there will be a ton of research published, born in this rare era of focus. But lockdowns haven't kept the museum from unveiling new discoveries. One is a skunk-looking mammal from Madagascar that lived among dinosaurs 66 million years ago. They found a complete skeleton, which is super rare, but what makes it weird to experts are unique features like specialized teeth and a hole in its skull that aren't found in other mammals, extinct or living. The find is outlined in a new paper published today in the journal Nature. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Coming up on the program, the chief of the Infectious Diseases Department at Children's National Hospital talks about the COVID-19 cases among children. Then, a federal appeals court has ruled for the first time that children in this country have a constitutional right to basic minimum education. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And coming up later this hour, the owner of an arcade bar is trying to stay afloat. He's been navigating small business loans while shuttered for the past month. It's all part of our Colorado COVID Diaries series, and CPR's Taylor Allen has our story in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. A mostly clear night along the Front Range with lows down to around 50, warming up to around 90 tomorrow. This is CPR News.